Hello, oh my goodness. How are you? It's Heather from Prosperity Flow Coaching. This is my weekly Wednesday wellness tip. So just a quick little drop in to say hello. And as you can see, I'm not somewhere that I usually am. I am in a different office today. I am actually in my art studio. And welcome. I'm so happy you're here. If you are here, you can always just give me a little wave to say hi. It's good to see you. This week, I was going to be talking about, or I had announced last week that I was going to talk about finding your community, your people use soul tribe a lot, just the people around you who can help you the most and help lift you up. But I changed my mind. The great thing about being the boss of me is I get to decide if I want to change something. And I decided to do this because I've been in a couple of webinars and reading some books, and they were talking about, I'm going to talk about overwhelm, and they were talking about overwhelm, but surprisingly, and attending all of these webinars and things, I was starting to feel overwhelmed while they were talking. I was learning about overwhelm. So it was kind of a funny kind of connection between the two. And I looked up what overwhelm was because I'm sometimes get all techie and, particular about things. So I looked up what the definition of overwhelm was. And one of the first definition was to bury or drown beneath a huge mass. I think that pretty well describes it, right? That's what overwhelm often feels like. You're just like, there's too much, I'm drowning. And the interesting thing about overwhelm is, and you might not agree with me. If you don't agree with me, you can tell me that usually for us, overwhelm this day and age is too much. We've committed to too much. We've overcommitted. Especially, you know, I find you can disagree with me again, but I find women tend to do this a lot. You know, you're overcommitted to others, but you also sometimes overcommit to the things that you wanted to do for yourself, and only you know that to-do list, right? I had planned to go to the gym, or I had planned to not eat that box of cookies, or I had planned to spend more time with my family, or I had, for if you're an entrepreneur such as myself, I had planned to release my weekly newsletter every week instead of, oh, I didn't do it last week, and then as time goes by, it gets further and further away. But the burden doesn't go away. The burden pushes down more because you know that you haven't been doing the thing that you had committed to, even if it was only to yourself. So all of these commitments can lead to that feeling of overwhelm, that feeling of drowning. When you look at your to-do list, all it does is remind you of how you're feeling to meet your commitments, because we have this idea that one day our to-do list will be empty. Your to-do list is never going to be empty, my friend. So one, let that go. Let go of the need to have an empty to-do list. Pah, it's never going to happen. Especially, so I was speaking with a client yesterday about ideas, and ideas kept coming to me. And of course, I temper myself a little bit. They could all become to-dos. I could have a to-do list 100 miles long. I'm not kidding. And I would want to get them all done tomorrow. But I've learned that that's not the best way for me to operate. I've learned sometimes the hard way that I don't need to do all the doing. Denise Duffield Thomas, if you're listening to this, I love you, by the way. I was listening to her audiobook the other day, and she said, you don't have to do all the doing. If you want to check out her book, check out Chillpreneur by Denise Duffield Thomas. It'll change your life. So you don't have to do all the doing. You can have tons of ideas. So I have a list where I keep my ideas written down on the day that I want to go back and think. On the day that I have time, I'm like, I'm going to do something new today. But back to overwhelm. That's actually one of the ways that I deal with overwhelm. Because I would want to do everything, I'll just keep a list. I keep a list, a running list of great ideas that I have. And I'll go back to them at some point. When the to-do that I'm doing now is up and running, right? So knowing that I've captured it, I don't have to keep it up here. It doesn't have to take up brain space. So to help you with overwhelm, because I always promise you to give you tips. So you can do with a to-do list. You might make a list of everything, two lists. You might make the list of everything I'm committed to for other people, everything I've committed to for myself. You might even split the other people into family, work, friends, and look at it critically. Like, take the emotional part out of it. Look at it critically. Is there stuff you can drop off that list, really? Like, is there stuff that really doesn't need to be there? And yes, no is a very powerful word. Three-year-olds know that. No, 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 no. Even grown-ups. No, you can't do that. No, you can't do this. So no is a very powerful word. But for some reason, at some point in our lives, we forget to use it as grown-ups. So say no to things. Even if you've said yes to something, you can change your mind. Like, I changed my mind about this show. You can say, actually, I be nice about it, but I'm sorry, I actually can't do that. You can say, give them suggestions on how to help them. But just say, you know, I actually can't do that. Unless it's your job and they're paying you to do it. But even then, you can go to your supervisor, boss, and say, I'm sorry, I can't do this in the time frame or in the way you want. I need support. It's okay to ask for support. So prune, say no. Prune the stuff off that you is not important. The stuff that is important, prioritize it. And this can be everything under the sun. Maybe it's spending time with family. That's a to-do and that's a priority. Maybe it's spending time taking care of yourself. That's a to-do and that's a priority. And for me anyway, I mean, it's a big priority for me. I know that I operate at my best when I get enough sleep and I get enough exercise and I eat the right foods and I spend enough time doing nothing, which, you know, sometimes you forget to do that. So you can change your mind. So drop things off your list, prune that way, your own personal to-do list. Before you start pruning off your personal to-do list, make a list of priorities of what's important to you. I was talking to another client yesterday, actually, and he reminded me of that analogy of the jar. So big rocks go in first, right? And the big rocks are, it's up to you what the big rocks are. But for me, it's, you know, my health, my relationships with friends and family, my own time, myself, my me time, you know, the big rocks that go in first. And then you start filling it in the spaces with the other stuff. So pick your big rocks and prioritize them. Is there stuff in your big rock list, though, that might be something that you could maybe not drop, but change? Maybe you could cut it into smaller rocks, right? Make it so it's not, doesn't feel overwhelming. Every January 1st, everyone says, I'm going to get into shape. And that's a huge boulder. Like, how would you even push that rock up the hill? Instead of saying something like, you know, January 1st, I'm going to start to take better care of myself by doing X, 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 and then make it more bite size. I can talk about how to achieve big goals maybe in a future episode. That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it? See, look, the ideas, they just keep coming. So what are your priorities? Figure, if you don't write it down, if you try to do it all in your head, some of them leak out the ears, they get lost. So try to figure it. So write it down. You can burn it later if you want. Nobody has to look at it. But write down what your priorities are. Look at that compared to what all the stuff you're trying to achieve. And does it actually fit in there? I mean, I've made changes in my business. I was trying to do everything, everything, everything. And then I realized I can just do what I can do. And if I'm serving my clients to the best of my ability, and that's my number one priority in my business, serving my clients and helping them get the results that they want. Everything else is secondary priority. So making sure I show up on social media, it's important. Don't get me wrong. I'll be here every Wednesday for you, but it's secondary to making sure I help those people. Instagram and Facebook going down. Yeah, it disturbed me a little bit, but then I could spend more time doing other things, right? So prioritize, decide, prune or keep, and then figure out how much time do you need and when do you want to do it, and then schedule it. The easiest way to get rid of a to-do list is to have it all scheduled on your calendar. Then it gets done, right? So, my friend, that's my thought for today. If you're interested, I'm still, we're still in the pre-phase of getting ready to launch Back to Me, the six-week self-care journey, how to normalize self-care. And I had planned, changed my mind again, I had planned to start us in October, but I was feeling overwhelmed. I had overcommitted myself, thus the overwhelm conversation. I had put too much stuff. I was juggling too many balls, too much stuff on my buffet plate of life. So I'm still, I want to engage in conversation with you. I still am have this program, which is coming. It might get shifted all the way to January, which is a great time to start thinking about your own self-care, because a lot of people do. But it'll be 6 weeks. It'll be a group of only 10 ladies gathering together once a week, and plus some recorded components for you. If you want to know information, you can always message me. Oh, I'm going to send you a little link to get onto the email list. And if you're just interested in having a conversation, really, about how to help yourself, like how to start to work on your own overwhelm so that you can reach those big goals that you have, just send me a DM through Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, everywhere, anywhere, everywhere and anywhere. On my website as well, there's a link where you can just contact me. And our initial conversation is just you and me having a virtual coffee chat to get to know each other. So it's completely complimentary, just to help you figure out your direction and what you want to do. Thanks so much, my friends. Thanks for tuning in. This is Heather from Prosperity Flow Coaching. Happy Wellness Wednesday. If you're feeling overwhelmed, it's okay to stop and take a breath. Take care. I'll see you next week.